Let's Talk Africa. The Africanness of Africa. The beauty, its people, our peculiarities. This is Unzipped Stories. I am DS Bello.
Good day. Good day. And welcome to Unzipped Stories Africa. My name is Lema Colley from Liberia. I have something special to share with you about climate justice. What is climate change in your language? Today, I want to tell you about a man I know doing something unique. A man I encountered through my fight against climate change. In 2022, I joined a team of contributors at the Bird Story Agency in Kenya, where Mr. Ken Bosire served as my editor. Working with him taught me that I can fight with my pain. This man fights climate justice through storytelling by raising awareness and spreading information. His fight is unique. He is fighting with his pen, not just in English, but translating information into African languages also matters.
There are people living in very fragile ecosystems like pastoralists, but they had managed to coexist. So when you're talking about adaptability, you need about how coping, how people can be very practical. First of all, there is need for information. And this is very practical for me. Information and harnessing their knowledge. And true, yes, I don't just raise information, but I'm also involved in what we call practical advocacy systems. During the climate summit, I put journalists, a critical group of journalists, and told them, this is what we need to do. Part of it, the discussion we're having is disconnect in language. How do we translate what we speak, we say about climate change in English, to get it that it's closer to the person right on the ground.
In this fight, we must be equitable. We must carry everyone along. And we must train people on how to pass messages. And that is very important to Ken.
At a personal level, I've started a little project back in the village where I'm telling people on the importance, because there is a very attractive, everybody has been talking about carbon credit. I'm telling them how to plant the trees and how they can earn from it. For me, that is a very practical aspect. You give them information and you demonstrate it. And I've been doing that demonstration. At another level, besides giving information that I write out, we're also trying to get this information translated to a language that, because language is important. A lot of these conversations is lost at language level, discussion. What do I, for example, call climate change? There was a big discussion in Kenya about how do you translate climate change into Kiswahili, which is the national language. For a whole week, everybody had those suggestions, but we finally arrived at something, and that communicates. Now from that national language, we can take it back to the lower levels, and that what we call vernacular radio stations, they are having programs where we are training people on how to pass messages and bring communities to have debates on what they are doing and what they understand.
Mr. Ken Bosire, with over 25 years of working experience as a multimedia journalist, continues to engage in the fight for climate justice.
We have started a project through the Kenya Editors Guild. We have partners who are willing to help us begin to train, put it in a language that is understandable, and even use creatives. Yesterday, I had a chance to listen to a program to be part of a program that was discussing about climate change, but this was in regard with forestry, how we could bring in creatives to use them, because they have a very big influence in society. So we identified a number of creatives to compose music so that they're able to use their artistic creative skills to pass the message. That it begins to resonate in the communities, and in that way, then everybody's part of this conversation.
Ken believes Africa needs climate justice. It is a question of how much is Africa contributing to the portraying climate.
When we started having a conversation about who causes this and where the victim and the causer became took center stage, and the word justice began to enter into the conversation. That there is somebody who causes it, and the person who causes who is innocent gets disproportionate impact of that climate. And Africa or the South ended up being, because it was less industrialized, ended up having carrying the burden for the sins of the people who were industrialized, especially from the North. And out of this, when we talk about climate justice, yes, we have to carry it, but the problem was that the people who are vulnerable, low-income communities are the ones who are least responsible for the crisis, but carry the highest level of impact. So this then was meant that as we discuss it, there is a reason for us to put in some measures, treat it as a human right, and put those people who are suffering as a result of not being part of the cause. So they had to be part of this decision making and action on climate change. And climate change, and the fact that they were brought to the center, to the core of this discussion, became a human right. And that's where the justice element is. How do you mitigate the impact? How do you reduce the inequalities that have been placed on those communities and that risk the least relation in relation to the climate change?
All hands must be on deck in this fight, and we must all be responsible. My name is Leigh Macaulay from Liberia. Thank you for listening.
This is Unzipped Stories. I am DS Beller.